coming to visit this wonderful facility.
Before I turn it over to the speakers, I'd just like to state that Councilmember Ungaro, I think I have that right, is gonna start the event with a prayer blessing the event and the facility, and then we'll move on to the speakers from there. There he is.
So I'm gonna stand over here, if that's okay, and I'd prefer the cameras off while I say the prayer and sing my song.
You do you.
So, okay.
We'll all just pray in our own way. I'm gonna face the east. Are you gonna come over here with me, bud?
Sure.
So, I ask you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, amen. Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, amen. Mossy Lord, I'm just thanking you for this day, for this home, for this wonderful place, for this place where we've dwelled for thousands of years. Just asking you, God, that you shine your light down upon each and every one here who man this dam, who are operating this dam, who are looking out for our salmon people, for the people of the Washington State, for the system that is so significant, not just to us as a treaty tribe, but also to the other municipalities, Lord. Asking God that you shine your light down upon all of our membership and all of those ones out on the landscape, all of those ones that thrive and learn from this natural world, from our first teachers out here, our plants, our medicines, our animals, and the system all in itself, Lord. Just praising and thanking you and giving you all of that glory each and every day, Lord. Asking you once again to be with our children, all of those ones who are sick and ailing in their bodies, their hearts, their minds, and their souls. Asking God that you open the way for our education system here in the United States, at our home, back at Muckleshoot, throughout the state, Lord. Ask that you be with our leadership, both national, state, and tribal, Lord. That you look down upon each and every one of their families, that you be with them and comfort them. Guide them, give them support that they need, their spirit, Lord. Guide them in their meetings, Lord. We're doing the best things for their membership, all in totality, Lord. Merci. Whoa. Thank you for that prayer, for that song, for each and everyone who could be here, for all the ones from the beginning to today, Lord, that you open the way for them, Lord God, and that you guide them. Come to them and give them the reason, give them the guidance. Asking you, Lord, to be with their families, to be with their children, to be with those ones sick and ailing, Lord. to be with the state institutions, all the tribal schools, Lord. Open the way for this year, for success for our young people, Lord, for our legacy of bringing out here, Lord. Massive. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. For the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, thank you for that. First, I'd like to welcome up to the podium Chairman Elkins of the Muckleshoot Tribe.
Mic check. Hello. Can you hear me?
Mic check. Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like I'm on a dam tour because yesterday we were just at the Mud Mountain Dam fish passage facility. And welcome everybody to Muckleshoot ancestral lands and territories. It's so hot that, you know, we might end up showing you guys some of our swimming holes after this. We got some sacred swimming holes around here. But, hot slahel, Jason Elkins Teestead, Tual Chet Muckleshoot, and the chairman of the Muckleshoot tribe. Before I get started, I just wanted to acknowledge my team, and I got council member Jessica Garcia Jones right here with her daughter Lauren, and we got council member Ungaro as well, and we have Bud, who's the vice chair of our policy board, which is the Fish Commission. Bud Moses, and we got Deputy Fisheries Director Leo LeClaire with us. And also, I can't forget our fisheries guru, Eric Warner. We have a really outstanding team, and we always, you know, we rely on the best data and science to make informed decisions, and I just thank them for everything they do for us. As you know, I'm the chairman, but my most important job is I'm a father, and I have two daughters, and I have to share a dad joke with you guys. So, what did the fish say when the fish ran into a wall?
Damn.
There you go. Louis. Louis's a dad, too. Louis, he's got two girls and a son, right?
Yes.
So, I'm a total girl dad. I got two girls, so I try to keep them. I try to take them fishing anytime I can, you know. But yeah, most importantly, I want to thank Senator Murray and Congressman Schreier. Really, thank you guys. You guys are true champions. Also, I want to thank Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Pinkham.
There you are,
Jamie. And all our distinguished attendees for being here today for this important event. The Muckleshoot Tribe appreciates that our voice has been included today on our as the original stewards of this land and this water system. The Muckleshoot people are salmon people. Salmon provide physical, cultural, and spiritual sustenance to us. And in return, our overall well-being for the tribe. And that is why I'm here today. To support and protect the future salmon runs, it is critical that we take action and today to rebuild the runs for future generations. Like, and fight hard for them, just like our ancestors before us. The Muckleshoot tribe is the only tribe in Washington that has treaty rights to two treaties, and that's the Medicine Creek Treaty and the Point Elliott Treaty. And in those treaties, we ceded essentially all of Western Washington to reserve rights. The right to fish, the right to hunt, the right to gather, which seems like it's something that the federal government should uphold, right? For all that land that was ceded, to let us be Indians, right? To live a life, a good life that we were used to. Because we were very resource rich. So despite the assurances that was in the treaties, you know, our rights have always been threatened by changing climate, man-made impediments to spawning,
such as dams,
and a lack of federal investment in preserving and protecting our fish runs. The right to fish, which our ancestors fought so hard to protect, is meaningless if there's no fish in the rivers. So do we get the land back if there's no more fish? I'm just joking. Sorry. I joke all the time. I'm a dad. So, you know, Muckleshoot Tribe, you know, for a long time have advocated with our federal partners for fish passage improvements at facilities like Mud Mountain Dam, and I call it the Ballard Locks, but it's the Hiram-Chittenden Locks, and improvements needed here at Howard Hanson Dam. You know, I want to raise my hands again to Congressman Schreier and Senator Murray. We're very grateful for your leadership, and you know, I almost want to say you guys are honorary Muckleshoots. I'm joking, but I'm serious too. You guys are truly warriors for us and the salmon. So thank you, along with the Army Corps of Engineers. You know, this $220 million, it's a start. It's a start, and thank you for your leadership in passing the bipartisan infrastructure law, which is essential to achieving our objectives. You know, this funding will help design a downstream fish passage facility here at the dam that can benefit salmon and steelhead. The tribe welcomes this federal investment on the Green River and all efforts to support the fish runs. You know, we sincerely hope that we have meaningful consultation in this process. And we hope that the Army Corps of Engineers will listen to our voice. You know, we've lived on this Green River since time immemorial. You know, like Louis was saying in his prayer, you know, nature is our first teachers, right? And you know, we've existed here and we've thrived for since time immemorial. And we ought to be listened to. Like I said, we got Eric Warner on our team, fisheries guru. Let's see here. We really believe that by working together, that will most effectively bolster and support harvestable salmon runs. And again, I want to thank all the attendees today for the important work that you do. You and all the organizations to support salmon restoration. I especially want to thank again Senator Murray and Congresswoman Schreier for being the champions that you both are in restoring salmon and upholding our treaty rights. So thank you for honoring the treaties.
So my hands go up to everybody.
Thank you.
Ma'am, you're up next. Senator Murray.
Well, thank you so much to Colonel Bullock and the Muckleshoot Tribe, and thank all of you for being here today. First and foremost, it is important to acknowledge and really share our appreciation for the Muckleshoot Tribe's leadership on salmon recovery and on this project in particular. We would not be here today without their leadership and advocacy. I'm so glad to be here today with all of you to visit the dam in person and to discuss the funding that Representative Schreier and I helped get, thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law, to help save our salmon. For decades, the Howard Hanson Dam has been so critical in helping to ensure that our communities have safe drinking water and to protect them from flooding. I so remember convincing all of my colleagues in the Senate to help me pass $44 million in emergency funding to help repair this dam and protect our communities. We brought Governor Gregoire, four different Green River Valley mayors, and many other folks from this Washington to the other Washington to talk about how important this dam was to protecting our communities and how urgently we needed that funding to protect the Green River Valley. And I remember everyone telling me, oh, Patty, getting $44 million in the budget in less than a year, for a dam in Washington State nobody's ever heard of, I don't think it can be done. Well, we made sure everyone heard about it, and we did get it done. And now, today, this community is focused on salmon recovery with the very same urgency. I don't need to tell anyone here just how many challenges are facing our salmon today. And this is something we need to tackle from all sides, whether it's protecting our fish habitat, whether it's funding salmon recovery projects, ensuring fish passage, or learning and fully partnering with the tribes. Wild salmon populations in Washington State are declining on the whole, and I'm not talking about fluctuations we see year to year, but overall. The point being that we've got to take salmon recovery seriously. I mean, what is Washington State without our salmon? They are the cornerstone of our ecosystem. We all know that saving the orcas and saving the salmon go hand in hand. Salmon is critical to our economy. Tens of thousands of jobs and over $1 billion, that is a B, billion, of economic activity in Washington State comes from our fishing industry. Salmon, as you know, are critical to meeting our treaty obligations with tribes like the Muckleshoot, who have relied on these waters and our salmon for countless generations. That's why, with the help of so many people here today, Congresswoman Schreier and I went to work to secure $220 million to complete the dam upgrades for a fish passage facility. That will allow more migrating juvenile salmon to pass through to the upper Green River and back into the Sound. We're talking about opening up 100 more miles of salmon habitat thanks to the fish passage we're creating here at the Howard Hanson Dam. That funding was only made possible because we passed the bipartisan infrastructure law, which, by the way, included a lot of other important funding for salmon recovery that our delegation was able to get. So whether it was boosting funding for habitat recovery or fixing our culverts, rest assured that salmon are a top funding priority for me. I often say that budgets are a reflection of our values and our priorities. So for me, in conversations with the administration about the needs of our region, I have been unequivocal that Washington State values and prioritizes our salmon. This funding will help ensure, help our ecosystem not just survive, but thrive. It will help our local economies stay strong and stable. It will ensure we fulfill our treaty obligations with the tribes like the Muckleshoot, which is a paramount duty of ours. And ultimately, it will help ensure future generations in Washington State live in a world where salmon populations are recovering. Of course, this is only one river and only one salmon run. We have to come at this problem from every single angle because time is not on our side. The climate crisis is making our water warmer. It is making our floods more intense and our weather less predictable. All things that are devastating to salmon and to their ecosystem. That is exactly why I fought so hard to secure $10 million in funding for a new fish trap and haul facility for the Mud Mountain Dam, another critical fish passage in this year's draft appropriations bill. That's also a huge reason why I fought so hard to pass the Inflation Reduction Act earlier this month. The Inflation Reduction Act is the biggest investment in tackling the climate crisis in Americans' history, and it's a huge turning point in our fight against climate change. I also, as you know, just completed a year-long joint federal-state process with Governor Inslee on salmon recovery, specifically in the Columbia River Basin. And we both believe very strongly that we need to make bold investments in salmon recovery projects. Listen, I'm willing to work with anyone in order to bring home the resources we need to stem this crisis and save our salmon. For 60 years, this dam has been essential to our community, but this river has supported salmon for much, much longer. I'm gonna do absolutely everything I can in the other Washington to save our salmon, and this funding is going to play a huge role in recovering these salmon. There is a lot more to come. Salmon recovery has to be an ongoing policy priority at every level of government. I am committed to doing my part. So again, thank you all so much for being here. I'm so glad to count you all as partners in this work, and I will hand it over to my colleague, Congressman Schreier, who's been integral to this.
I'll take my cue from the senator and take my sunglasses off. Senator, thank you. Chairman, thank you. Thank you very much, Colonel Bullock. We've been working together. And I just also want to acknowledge that I've been a member of Congress for 4 years, and so many of the people here today have been working on this for decades. And I want to acknowledge my gratitude for all of your work. And I'll wait for the train.
Just stopping though, that's heads up thinking.
Wish I had a joke to share with you all right now.
What time?
But thank you for the cue to stop while the train was passing. So again, thank you, Senator Murray. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Colonel Bullock. Thank you to all the stakeholders who are here today to celebrate these investments, $220 million in fish passage at Howard Hanson Dam. This is only possible because of the bipartisan infrastructure law. As I mentioned, this project has been almost 30 years in the making. And I am so proud to have helped secure funding for this fish passage facility. I also just want to thank, again, the many stakeholders here who have been working on this for years, who spoke up, who advocated, who came here with me in the dead of winter, who did the research for fish passage, who are continuing to work on the engineering. This achievement and the achievements to come are truly the result of decades of collective effort. As others here have said today, salmon are a precious and iconic part of Washington State. They have a deep cultural significance to our tribal partners, and they play a critical role in our marine and riparian and land ecosystems. And it is our responsibility to care for the public lands and the waters we have. And we have a fundamental and foundational obligation to do our best to not just rescue, but to restore them to full health for future generations. I was so proud to vote for the infrastructure bill and to advocate for this project in the weeks following passage. A lot has happened in less than a year. I led letters with Senator Murray and Senator Cantwell and the rest of my colleagues in the House, visited Howard Hanson Dam, worked closely with our partners, thank you, at the Army Corps, to ensure that infrastructure resources could be directed here because there was fierce competition. By 2030, when this fish passage facility is completed, salmon will finally be able to move upstream and downstream on the Green River. Above Howard Hanson Dam, there are over 100 miles of pristine habitat, protected watershed. And access to that habitat will allow salmon to thrive throughout their full life cycle. Once completed, Howard Hanson Fish Passage offers an enormous opportunity to recover Puget Sound salmon. This is a really big deal. In fact, this project will do more to restore salmon populations, Chinook salmon populations, than any other project to date in Puget Sound. I know Fish Passage is just part of the picture in recovering threatened and endangered species. It's why I have also advocated for over $1 billion in culvert repair and removal funds in the infrastructure bill. It's why I have been pushing since I was first elected to fund the Legacy Roads and Trails Project to improve salmon habitat, protect water quality. And in Congress, I will continue to fight for our public lands and waters and our orca and our salmon and for the people who treasure them. So thank you again for joining us today. I'm going to turn this over to Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary, Mr. Pinkham.
And it was great. I loved the sound of the song that opened it up today, because the song to me is just as natural to the landscape as the sound of the rivers and the sound of the wind. And it's great to be here with the original caretakers of this land, but also to see such amazing partners from the public, private, nonprofit sector who are standing steadfast with the tribe for healthy rivers and our bounties. Along with the Assistant Secretary of Civil Works, Mike Connor, we provide policy oversight and guidance to the Army Corps of Engineers around their primary mission areas of aquatic ecosystem restoration, navigation, and flood risk management. And I'm really happy, Senator Murray, Representative Schreier, Chairman, and Director Flowers, to be here on a day to celebrate this ongoing effort to restore the salmon to their ancestral waters. One of Mike Connor's focus areas is around how do we strengthen partnerships to solve some of the toughest water resource management challenges in the nation. And believe me, this project right here, as well as Mud Mountain Dam, you're ahead of the game on the combined efforts to solve these challenges. Well, I'm originally from the West. My native homeland is south of here a little bit, but you know, I've always marveled at salmon. You know, salmon overcoming every barrier, whether it's physical, political, or even legal, doing their very best to return to the healing waters of their birth to renew life. So salmon has never sat idly by, and nor should we. And that's why the $220 million investment through the bipartisan infrastructure law is going to boost the ongoing efforts here and help the nation in finding creative ways that we can pass salmon above and beyond these structures that have prevented their passage. This is cutting edge work that you're doing. It was like cutting edge work that you did at Mud Mountain Dam. You know, the management of the Green River, you know, it has contributed to water supply, flood risk management, but now we can amplify it by its work to get the salmon back to their ancestral homelands, which to me is a timely effort, because when we're faced with climate change and a need for additional resiliency, opening up the habitat above this reservoir really helps us in our response. And I also want to say that thanks to Colonel Bullock and the Army Corps of Engineers, the Seattle District Office, for all your work. Yesterday, Colonel Bullock and I were sitting down with leaders from Muckleshoot and Puyallup to talk about the operations at Mud Mountain Dam. But it was interesting, in our conversation, we cited the salmon disputes, the salmon wars of the early 1970s, and champions like our Uncle Billy Frank, who used to say, we need to be peacemakers when we can and warriors when we must. But I think about where we were in the 1970s and in a turnabout, sitting around that table yesterday with the tribes working in partnership, the tribes helping to design and operate fish passage facilities on these waters and rivers, And that is just a change in how we've worked in the past. And it's great. And each river system is unique. And the lessons that we've learned at Mud Mountain, we hope to apply them elsewhere. But more importantly, the lessons we've learned at Mud Mountain, we've learned together with the tribes. The solutions we're looking for, we're going to look for shared solutions, cooperating with the tribes on how we do this better and make improvements as we move forward. So I appreciate the Corps' efforts and the tribes' efforts to come to the table with other fisheries co-managers to make this work. And Colonel, thanks you and your team for all that you do, not just in the aquatic ecosystem management, but around what it takes to make our community safe and prosperous. Thank you. And Senator Murray and Representative Shire and Miyoket Elkins, I look forward to continued gatherings so that we can celebrate the successes ahead of us as we continue to work together. And thank you very much for allowing me this time to be with you today. Director Flower?
Well, thank you, Secretary Pinkham. I recognize that I might be the last speaker that's keeping you in the heat. Can you guys hear me okay? If I keep it really close, there's the angle. What a milestone day this is for the people we serve and the environment in which we steward, and particularly for salmon and orca. And I want to start with thank yous to Senator Murray and Congresswoman Schreier for your leadership in bringing along our bipartisan statewide congressional delegation in support of this project. That leadership has been critical to getting to this amazing milestone moment, and we look forward to working with you as we move ahead. I also want to thank you for your support in this year's Water Resource Development Act, specifically the legislation that's moving forward in Congress now. That is important authority for us to complete this project. The entire region thanks you, and frankly, it simply would not have been done without your leadership. Secretary Pinkham and Colonel Bullock, thank you for the important work of the Corps and the commitment of the Biden administration. I also want to offer special thanks to Jessie Winkler. I think she's way in the back there. Jessie, hi, you. That's a sign that we can't hear. From the Seattle District, we so appreciate our working relationship with you and your staff at the Seattle District Office. As Scott mentioned earlier, as the local sponsor, we don't think our relationship with the Corps has ever been better. And we just really appreciate all you are doing. Chairman Elkins, I want to give a special acknowledgement to you and the Muckleshoot people. We value and respect our relationship, and we look forward to strengthening our partnership going forward. Let's celebrate $220 million of investment towards completing downstream fish passage. That's what we're here for. It's a start, like Scott said, we'll need more, but it's a significant step in the right direction. Today is an in-person representation of how much support this project has in the region. And if we had more room on the bus, we know there would be more people here. And if they knew how beautiful it is, they would really be here. We are leading a broad coalition of support representing more than 2 million people in Puget Sound. And I want to acknowledge our special partners with the City of Kent, Lake Haven Water and Sewer District, I lost it, there you are, and Covington Water District. Thank you for your support in this partnership. Our coalition supports this project because providing clean drinking water is vital to the people that call this beautiful place home. And we support the recovery of our iconic salmon and orcas. This project will allow us the opportunity to take these steps in harmony. Doesn't happen very often. The upstream fish passage is ready to go, and completing downstream fish passage will approximately double the available habitat for ESA-listed salmon and steelhead in the Green Duwamish watershed, reopening at least 60 miles of new spawning grounds. And as was mentioned, it could be the single largest opportunity to increase salmon production in Puget Sound. This is not just our view. This is the view of the bipartisan regional coalition of local and state government leaders, environmental and conservation groups, business leaders, utility executives, and others. In total, nearly 30 organizations have supported downstream fish passage at Howard Hanson Dam. Our region is united around completing this project
to address the unique urgency to support salmon and orca recovery and to meet the essential needs of the residents that depend on the Green River for their water supply. This project is also about future innovation, including opportunity to pivot to environmentally sustainable sources of energy like green hydrogen. I'm honored to be part of a statewide effort to compete for the federal hydrogen hub funding. In Tacoma, we are thinking of ways to use our clean, carbon-free hydropower and combine it with emerging technology and clean water to produce green hydrogen and improve resiliency and reduce carbon emissions. Water is central to making green hydrogen possible. As you look at the U.S. and particularly other parts in the West, millions of other people are not in the same situation that we are right here. Providing additional supply flexibility through storage will provide Washington State with a competitive advantage as we prepare for a greener, decarbonized future. And completing downstream fish passage here at Howard Hanson represents a transformative opportunity for our region. Wouldn't it be great if the next time we were here, we were breaking ground? I look forward to that, and I can't wait to join you all in that moment. So thank you again for your leadership.
We got time for questions from press.
Yeah, for Senator Murray. Since we're on the topic of salmon, last week you and the governor unveiled your plan and the study about the Lower Snake River dams. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, thank you. First and foremost, we have to prioritize salmon recovery. And that was very clear before and throughout the process that we had, and we came to that conclusion. And we are committed together to work on salmon recovery. There's a lot of things we are doing currently, working on. You're here today. We brought home record funding for salmon culverts throughout the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which will help with that. We secured major funding increases for a number of local recovery efforts that were funded with agencies like NOAA. And I sit on the Appropriations Committee, and I'm committed to doing everything I can as we move forward. But here's the other part of that. The governor and I sat down and went through all of this very intensely with all of the people to really look at what this would mean. And we agree that REACH needs to be on the table for the future, but we are not ready for that as a region right now. We need to do a lot more work to transition to clean and renewable energy sources. We have to invest in our region's infrastructure so we can lower the cost of shipping goods to market from Eastern Washington, Central Washington. And we have to invest in water infrastructure and irrigation to support our producers who depend on those rivers. So we are committed to working with all of our partners on those efforts. But at this point today, we can't take those dams down because we are not ready for what we need to be able to do should they come down.
As a follow-up to that, all this is about the four Lower Snake River dams, which is part of the Columbia River watershed area. How much of an effect, if you take those dams out, would that have? Because you'd still have four or five dams downstream on the Columbia River as well that the salmon would have to go through.
Well, you're right. Our region has a complex system that contributes to salmon and salmon habitat. And like I said, we need to work on all parts of that. Bringing those dams down in the future, if that's where we need to go, could be part of making sure we have strong salmon recovery. What our report said and the conclusion we came to at this moment is we are not ready for that piece right now unless we invest in these other parts. Clean energy, transportation, infrastructure, and that's what we're committed and asking everyone to work with us on.
Senator Murray, you're going to have constituents that are going to say too little, too late with this funding. What would you say to someone who thinks that way, that this is not near enough?
You're talking about the dam?
Yeah.
And the fish passage?
Yeah.
Look, a lot of us wish that we could have been doing things for a very long time. I will say this to everybody out there. We are doing this now because it's the right thing. We ask everybody to continue to work with us to make every effort to make sure we're doing right for our tribes, for our communities, for all the things we rely on with our river system in this state and in this region.
Hey. Yeah.
The gentleman in the Pentagon had, I think you were speaking. I had a question for you, so, and for I guess you and the senator.
You had
you had mentioned that on this project that there had been a lot of cooperation between the tribes and the rest of the government, and it sounds like an improvement in the ability for that to happen. Can you tell me more about that and how that relationship improved, and practically speaking, I mean, what, you know, what allowed that to happen, what's improved?
I think one of the most significant improvements was the tribal capacity to be at the table, not just on a legal sense, but a political sense to change policies in Washington, D.C., but also to develop the scientific and technical capacity as fisheries managers. And when you looked at the Corps looking for help on how to design the fish passages at Mud Mountain Dam, they didn't have to look far. They could look to the capacity that the tribes had built, the expertise. So you're seeing the tribes coming together, not just as passive beneficiaries of the fisheries, but actually as active managers, and that had a change. More change came in the future as we've seen a strengthening of government-to-government relationships between the federal government. I mean, the Biden administration has been very clear on strengthening our relationships with tribes, through how we incorporate traditional ecological knowledge, government-to-government relationships. So there is this strengthening, this ongoing effort to improve the relationships and support the capacity of the tribes.
Thank you.
Great. Any other questions? Last one.
I have an off-topic question, so maybe for afterwards.
I would just do it right now because we're running short on time.
Senator, I'm sorry, I have to ask about Smiley again. Will you directly say that you'll debate her? Your opponent.
I'm sorry. Pardon me?
I have to ask about Smiley again. Will you debate your... Will
yes,
you
sir,
actually...
I have debated every single opponent I've ever had, and I will debate Tiffany Smiley. Today, I am here because we are making an incredible investment in this region that I am very proud of.
But you will debate her.
Yes. All right, great. Thanks, guys. That'll conclude press Q&A. Can we get a group photo of just the speakers? Can we get folks here? Yep. This one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, right?
Great. Can we just get folks close together? Would it be possible to do it without the sunglasses on? Yeah, can we get the colonel? If he wants to be. Okay. All right, perfect. And you wanted can we get the rest of the tribal council members from the Muckleshoot tribe? And Lauren. Do we have everyone here? Alrighty, great. Have folks to look here? Great. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Are you leaving right now? No, I'm going to go. Are you going to leave it now?
Yeah, that's really good.
islands that you can actually get our stuff in one time.
It's really nice.
Yeah, right.
I know. We have to drive away.
Is he turning up the city?
Trim it to the start of the program, end of the program.